All right, well, welcome everybody to Overcomers Club. First of all, a very special thank you to Pastor Matthew and the team who helped cover us the last few weeks while we were so challenged with all the issues with Karen's father going home to be with the Lord. You know, we really appreciate the support of the team and all of you who understood the fact that we couldn't be here. So it's great to be back. We love you. We miss you. And praise the Lord. So if you know any sins, confess them now. If not, please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
thank you for cleansing us
thank you for cleansing us
of all unrighteousness,
of all unrighteousness,
according to 1 John 1:9.
according to 1 John 1 9.
Okay, praise the Lord.
You want to establish the kingdom
Yeah,
of
those are
God.
not to please establish the kingdom of God.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind up every demon, devil, and evil spirit, and you cannot affect us in any way, shape, or form for this service. And we thank it that the angels of God have a hedge of protection round about us with a godly firewall, and the enemy cannot see, hear, or know what we're doing or praying, and that the devil will not be able to steal the word that is planted in us today, in Jesus' name or any day. And we're protected all the way above us, all the way through the heavens, past the air rights, all the way below us, through the core of the earth, and stops at the gates of hell, 360 degrees around us. And everything that pertains to us is protected. Our identity, our accounts, our church, our businesses, our income, and anything that God has assigned anyone to do in this life is protected, and our loved ones as well. And we thank you, Lord God, that the word of God is protected, that we hear, that we learn, so that we will be able to be doers of God's word and not hearers only, that we operate automatically in the armor of God in stealth mode, and we bind up any retaliation of the enemy, bind up any works of darkness and witchcraft, anything that is evil, any snares of the devil. We ask God to get people set free and then to teach us not to get into any of those snares. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are going to impart to us tonight your beautiful anointing, your presence. And we come to you to worship you in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name,
Amen.
amen. Okay, and that we establish a kingdom of God in us,
Let's
on us,
see
and
where
around
that
us.
in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so we're going to go to our worship.
Hey, praise God, praise God. You might have noticed a little difference in the songs tonight. As we were praying for No Born Again, So Prosper, and keep on praying. And the reason for that is because many people have been going through a really challenging, discouraging season since the first of the year. It's like the devil has come hard against people, they've counterattacked people, and it's just challenging when we see all these problems have been happening, You know, Pastor Karen and I have had the challenge with her father going home to heaven and her mother being out of the hospital and things like that, which has just been an emotional challenge amongst the whole family, as long as it's been a physically exhausting challenge because of the late nights and things like that, going to double check on things like that. It's just been one thing after another. And we get the same thing from a lot of people we're talking to in our congregation here, that there has been one hit after another. So tonight we wanted just to encourage you and to inspire you, that there are going to be tough seasons like this. It does not mean that God is not working. If you look at the life of Paul, which I often refer to, tremendous challenges for him to push on toward his mark of his high calling. But just because we have a challenge doesn't mean we stop, means we push on. So over the last year plus, I've gotten numerous words for the People at 633, which encompasses Overcomers Club here. And I just wanted to read to you and go over the words that the Lord has given me to give to you. And the purpose here is simply to encourage you to keep on. Because if the devil can get us discouraged, we can't perform as well. You have to stand and believe in your victory. It doesn't matter how much the counterattack comes, you are going to be victorious. Okay. When David went up against Goliath, he had to see his victory. It didn't look in the natural to anybody that David could do that. And in the natural, it's not going to look to anybody else that you can do what God's called you to do. But it doesn't matter because God is with you. As we all know, David won the battle over Goliath. You're going to win your battles as long as you stay positive and push on toward the mark. So the first one I'm going to read to you is one that came up a while back. This is the Lord speaking now. See yourself as I am sees you. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. You're a mighty warrior of valor with great courage in the face of danger, especially in battle, gallant, bravery, and strength. So God is calling you that he sees all of this in every one of us. Why? Because Jesus' spirit is in us. And if Jesus' spirit is in us, we have these traits, okay? You know, Joshua's men were called the mighty men of valor. Gideon was called a mighty warrior. David's men were called mighty warriors. Now, you look at them on the surface, they were probably a ragtag team. They were the ones that, you know, for David, they didn't make it in Saul's army. They were the outcasts. What were they? Men of the warriors, okay? Gideon thought himself the smallest of the smallest of the smallest. He was called a mighty warrior, okay? You are doing spiritually, mightily, feats for me, says the Lord. Embrace your challenge. Run toward it. The victory is yours. I am as giving it to you, meaning your victory to you. Okay? So whatever challenge you're at, you've got victory on it. Run toward it. Face it. You can do this because you and God are invincible. Okay? Now, this is one the Lord gave us. Pastor James and Pastor Karen have a unique calling to build people up to be continually stronger and stronger level with me, says the Lord. I am has promised you abundance. Now is the time for your transfer of wealth. You now have the confidence and boldness to go forward. That's based on Joel 2:18. So as you think about your challenge is an obstacle to overcome. The greater victories come by the bigger challenge you overcome. The bigger challenge you overcome, the more you notice that you are overcoming these challenges. And as you overcome these challenges, then you're going to tell them about your Jesus that is showing you how to overcome these challenges. Okay? Now, this is referring to the whole last year. This has been a season of preparation. You continue to move to a higher level of understanding, which gives you a stronger anointing. Now, it's very important that God doesn't give you more than you can handle, not only in challenges, but in anointing. Okay? It's like you don't give most 16-year-old kids the keys to a Corvette because they can't handle a car. You're given what you need to do, but you'll have these victories. As you work this, your anointing and your faith will grow. Okay? You have been prepared for such a time as this, and you are ready. Okay? Remember, David was prepared to face Goliath. He never knew he was going to face Goliath, but he spent years in the field practicing how to use his sling. And when the time was right, he knew what to do with it to win that battle. You have been prepared for this battle. Ask the Holy Spirit what to do. He will lead you and guide you correctly, okay? You still must do your part, however. Remember, I am is with you, just as when David fought Goliath. So, too many people want God to do the battle for them. That's not what happens here. We've been given the authority to take dominion. We've not been given dominion, given the authority to take dominion. We must do our part. Whatever your battle is, you're going to have to do your part. Okay? It may be some kind of work. It may be praying over the situation. But as you listen to the Holy Spirit, be prepared to hear the Holy Spirit better every single week, and you discern it's Him, you will then be prepared for what's coming. Okay? Now, as Laban had taken from Jacob, I am gave all to Jacob. As the devil is taken from you, I am now giving all to you. I want you to remember, everything that's been stolen from you, in finances, in relationships, everything, in health, everything is being restored back to you greater. We're going to claim that right now. Repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I claim. Sevenfold return.
For everything.
The enemy has stolen from me. In finances.
In relationships.
In health.
In any other thing.
And I receive it now.
In the name of Jesus.
You have all been prepared for such a time as this. However, it will take ardent zeal and intense effort. Okay? There's nowhere in the Bible where it says you can be lazy. I'm not saying you are. I'm saying that it's time for us to get up and do what needs to be done. Too many people are waiting for God to do it for them. We used to call it the magic wand of God. That's not the way it works. He responds to your actions, to you taking dominion, okay? Now, another time I got this word for the people. You must do what you must do. I was with David when he fought Goliath, but he still had to fight Goliath. I am is with you when you fight your giant. Have faith in me, says the Lord. Okay. So we all know that we have challenges. How do I know that? Because we have an enemy called Satan. But our objective is to overcome those challenges. Okay. Now, this word was from the Lord. Our time is now. I am a senior diligence. Proverbs 10:4. Diligent hands bring wealth. Proverbs 13:4. The desires of the diligent are fully satisfied. Proverbs 22:29. Someone skilled in their work will serve before kings. Proverbs 21:5. The plans of the diligent surely lead to abundance. Now, go back to the plans the Lord has given you. And are you diligently working toward them? This does mean you have to draw some boundaries. It does mean you have to say no to some things. You're pulling you away from what the Lord tells you to do. Sometimes there are some really good things that you would like to do. You have to say no, because I've got to do what the Lord tells me to do first. It's there for you. But you got to do your part. Diligently do your part. God will reward you. Okay. Now, lead by example, says the Lord. You must believe and show your victory so others will believe you about me. It is time for you to receive your victories. Press in now. It is time. It is time for everybody here at Overcomers to start showing victories and to stand up and be recognized that you have defeated your giants. And people will recognize that and will follow you to Jesus. not about them following you personally. It's about you being able to bring people to Jesus that they can have their own victories and they can start taking dominion in their own lives. Okay? Today, you're walking in your authority and power I am has given you. Go and take dominion. Fear not. I am has given you a dream that is not too large, as I am is with you. Your victorious example will lead many people to me. Okay. God has given all of us a dream of some kind. And too many put on the back burner waiting for things to line up perfectly. We don't wait for things to line up. We just start. You know, there's an old story about this professor. He had a pottery class. And he says, on this class, I want you guys to develop one project, make it perfect. And with the other class, he says, I want to have the class. I want you to develop this as many projects as you can. The ones who did all the projects were better than the ones that did the one. What happens, the ones thought and overthought and rethought and rethought, and when they were done. But when the ones went out and did something, they practiced, they learned, they improved, they learned again, they improved, they learned again. And their final products were absolutely fantastic. So let's not wait for God to perfect everything for us. Get out there and start. Are we going to make mistakes? You betcha. Are you going to learn from those mistakes? Of course you are. But as we do what we need to do, we'll get better and better and better. Okay. We're end with this one here. Spend quiet time with me, says the Lord. This week I will give instructions on how to proceed toward my goal for you. I have plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Jeremiah 29:11. Your breakthrough is now. You prepare for such a time as this. And Jesus is blessing all of us right now. He wants me today to give you a special impartation. Today you've received a special impartation to receive all that I am has for you, including the transfer of wealth. You are ready. You have everything you need to start. I am will give you more as you grow. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, worship, we glorify your holy name. We thank you for all you've done for us. We bless this day today. We thank you, Lord, that the people receive that you're with them, and they're going to start proceeding and pushing on toward the mark of their high calling with boldness and confidence. And when there's a challenge, they just overcome it. When there's a challenge, they go through it. As we all come together and pray together right now, we support each other in prayer. And their boulders are being shattered in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Well, I hope you were inspired by these prophetic messages that the Lord gave Pastor James. And if you were, could you put a number one in the chat, please? Number one in the chat, if God inspired you by these prophetic messages that the Lord gave Pastor James. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay, I see your hand, Margie. Okay, great. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And remember, when God gives a prophetic word, it's being fulfilled. It started to come to pass as soon as it was spoken out. And these are reminders. And as they're spoken out, when they were spoken out at that time, it started. But now, as a reminder, you can grab it and run with it. And it's a good reminder for you to be encouraged. Amen. That God knows what you're going through. God is working on helping you, and He hasn't forgotten you. And with faith and patience, we will inherit the promise. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay. Praise the Lord.
I think Andrew had the body. Is that correct? And Denise the blood, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
For tonight.
Do you want to do the USP?
Sure. All right. So if you have the elements ready, fantastic. If not, we'll do it by faith. But we'll start off with the, if you don't have any sins, confess them now. If not, please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father,
in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not
aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name
of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John.
1 John 1:9.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Who goes first?
Was it Andrew or Denise that went first? I think it was Andrew. Had the body, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Andrew?
You should be able to unmute now, Andrew.
Okay, can everyone hear me now?
Yeah,
we can. Okay. Hope everyone is having a blessed week and continue to have a blessed week. 1 Corinthians 11:23. For I have received from the Lord that is which I also delivered to you. That on that the Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." We now remember the sacrifice that you took when you took those 39 stripes, that we are all healed from infirmity, sickness, disease. All broken bones are healed, manifested. All signs of would-be inflammation of any type have now been restored, healthy, healed, and whole. Anyone tonight who is going through anything physical by this meeting is done will now get a supernatural healing. In the name of Jesus, we now partake the body of Jesus Christ.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, as it says in 1 Corinthians 11:25, in the same manner he took the cup after supper and saying, "This is the cup of my new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we thank you for the blood that you shed so that we are made clean. For as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he returns. In Jesus' name, amen.
We agree,
receive God's communion table.
Amen.
All right,
okay,
let's start.
Thanks, Andrew and Denise.
Thank
that
you very
was
much.
A great job of communion. It was very blessed. Amen.
To our 20 affirmations, we healed by stripes of Jesus. Are we ready?
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
One more.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
His Lord. Okay. For communion. Rita, would you do the body next week for us, please?
Did you hear me?
No.
We can hear you.
I can do that. Yes. I'm sorry. I just unmuted.
No problem.
Oh, great. Okay. So Frida can do the body. Thanks, Frida.
Thanks, Frida. And Maria, could you do the blood for us next week?
Are you there, Maria? Can you unmute? Should be able to unmute now.
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Okay. Can you do next week the blood?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, thank wonderful. You. Wonderful. Praise the Lord. Okay, thanks, Maria. Okay.
All right. Let's close in prayer then. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise and glorify you. Thank you for what you've done for us. We bless the people that are encouraged by your word, Lord, and they are encouraged to go forth and do the things you want them to do. We thank you right now for their immediate victories, and they can quantify the progression to encourage them more and more on a regular basis in Jesus' name. Amen.
And everyone that agrees says, amen.